Damn. Look like the juice got to the juice. The Griff Report starts right now.
2-1, boom. Hotep Jesus.
Of all the Jesuses I know, he's the Hotepiest. Social scientist and YouTube host, Hotep Jesus.
How the fuck do you get a name like Hotep Jesus?
The one and only Hotep Jesus.
Ryan Sharp, better known to the world as Hotep Jesus.
Hotep Jesus. Hotep Jesus. Hotep Jesus.
Hotep, you're a genius. HotepJesus.com.
Somebody said, what do you think you are, some kind of Hotep Jesus?
Ooh, yeah, that's
I was
good.
Just like, ooh, that's sexy. Yes, I do think I'm Hotep Jesus.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or good night, depending on where you are in the world. And welcome to the Griff Report, live Monday through Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern. I'm your host, the Griff God.
Hotep Jesus. Hotep Jesus. Hotep Jesus. Hotep Jesus.
Hotep, you're a genius. HotepJesus.com.
Oh, this is a real Hotep, brother.
Hotep to the chat. Hotep to the Hotep of Stannies.
Hotep.
What's happening, y'all? I see Heather in the chat. What up, Heather? Happy Born Day to Jack Reeves the Hotep, a.k.a. Jack Reeves the Viking. Happy birthday, bro. Shout out to Jay Pylon dropping $2 super. Shout out Jay Pylon. Lauren in the chat. DJ Protocol in the chat. What's happening, y'all? Haram Life, I see you. What's happening? What's happening? What's happening? What's today? Thursday. Happy Hotep Thursday. Happy Hotep Thursday. We made it. Internet back. Audio sounding crispy. Things are going good. Things are going good. Things are going well. Hope everybody's doing well. Anybody in the chat getting involved in the meme coins? Anybody got any meme coins? Are you holding any meme coins? Are you trading any meme coins? Where y'all at on that? Yes, no. Thumbs up, thumbs down. I want to see. I want to see who. You know, this is the thing. There are moments in history where there are things, I don't want to say a wealth transfer, but there's opportunity to build wealth, right? And these things come around once or twice in a lifetime, maybe more if you, you know, got your eye open to certain industries. But there are opportunities that spring up and, you know, have an opportunity to bring you some riches, okay? Their investment opportunities. And some people take advantage and some don't. And then years later, it becomes history. The gold rush becomes history, right? And then we say, oh, I wish I was there during the gold rush. I could have got rich. I wish I found some oil in my backyard. And here we have the wonderful world of cryptocurrency. And a lot of people are sleep at the wheel. Sleep at the wheel. So I'd like to invite everybody to wake up and join us in this journey. And we have a Telegram group. Link is in the description box below. You join a Telegram group. And, you know, we're going to start to introduce you to this world of what I believe is the next gold rush, this cryptocurrency thing. And before it gets regulated into oblivion, you might want to participate. Just maybe. And following us and being a part of Telegram, it's going to give you those signs as to, you know, the climate of cryptocurrency. So now in the bull market, we have meme coins being traded, and you know, I know when something is hot, and you know, it comes back to, I think the last time you had something like this was in the 2000s, and in the 2000s, I just didn't have much expendable cash. And I didn't know anything about investing, but a lot of people made a lot of money off of tech stocks. Okay. And a lot of people did very well for themselves. I remember I was working with this Asian cat, and I seen him pull up in a brand new car and it was kitted out. I'm like, yo, where'd you get all the money from that? And he was like, I bought eBay stock and sold it. I was like, oh, okay. So you buy stocks. And this is a foreign concept to me at the time. It was an Asian cat, and he knew what he was doing. And he bought eBay stock, and it skyrocketed during the tech boom. He made a lot of money. I believe we're in a similar climate as that. And a lot of people missed out on the tech, and some people lost on the tech boom. Of course, this takes a lot of, not I'm going to say a lot, but it needs some attention to investor savvy. And, you know, I've said in the past, I said, you know, there's basically two classes of people, intellectual and unintellectual. And intellectual people do intellectual matters. They investigate things, they research things, and they find out what's going on. So as I saw the whole meme coin debacle thing happening, I'm not saying you have to dive head in on a meme coin situation, but what are you giving your attention to? What else are you giving your attention to other than what's hot now, right? Are you understanding the tools that go into making these transactions? Are you learning about the different blockchains? Because the future is definitely moving into DLT, distributed ledger technology, and it's going to be governing your world, if not some other form of database technology. But cryptocurrency is going to be taking over. We know that the Swiss National Bank recently basically said, you know, they're, you know, transacting in wholesale payments. One of the heads of the Swiss National Bank basically said he doesn't see it a need for a retail CBDC, but they are transacting in a wholesale CBDC. Russia says they're 5 to 7 years away from scaling the CBDC. So I see a lot of you guys are no coiners here. You have to get on Telegram. You don't know what it is. You don't know what Telegram is? You don't know what Telegram is? You know, I just want to make sure our audience is not left. Like, what else could you possibly be paying attention to, right? Elections? Trans people? The border crisis? Like, how is any of this going to help your family? When your kids grow up and your kids have kids, and they go, Dad, we heard you used to listen to Hotep Jesus. How come you didn't get any Bitcoin? Everybody that was Hotep and got Bitcoin is super rich now, and we're not. Why didn't you get Bitcoin? Pop up, granddad. You know what I'm saying? You don't have a cold wallet, but it's, yeah. So, you know, my point is, like, what are you paying attention to? You paying attention to the markets? Are you investing? Or do you just, like, you know, hope your employer in a 401k situation works out? Are you depending on Social Security? Because Bitcoin's at $70,000 right now. I remember when it was at 3K. Did you buy when it was at 3K? It's at $70,000. Like, what are you going to wait for? You're going to wait for it to go to $500,000? $1 million? The halving is coming up soon. Like, what are you waiting for? I don't know. Then you have altcoins like Syscoin, right? Syscoin bounced from about 9 cents to I think roughly today it's like 23 cents, 24 cents, 25 cents, somewhere around there. Did you throw down on that? 26 cents, my apologies. Did you throw down on that when I told you to? That's 300% gains roughly, 200% gains roughly. What are you paying attention to is my point. Like, what are you giving your attention to? It's weird. You're giving your attention to ladies basketball, men's basketball, football. Justine says setting up a wallet takes as much time as downloading an app. Pretty much. The Telegram link has all the information and people to help you, Nas. Yeah. Yeah, it's right there in the description box. If you want to, you know, not get left in the past, join a Telegram group and learn about technology. It's really what it comes down to. You got to learn about technology. To contribute to the Elon Internet, get that Starlink, HJ. I'm definitely not getting Starlink. At least I don't think so. You know, subject to change, depending on circumstances and, you know, improvements in technology and whatever else and convenience. But as of right now, it just doesn't seem like something I want to be bothered with. But who knows? Who knows? Oh, excuse me. Anyway, just like yesterday, today we're going to start off with a presentation. A very valuable one. Today we're going to talk about emotional intelligence, right? Emotional intelligence. Let's put this up on the screen. Let's put this up on the screen like this here. So today we're going to talk about emotional intelligence like yesterday, you know, where I laid this thing out live. I'm going to do the same thing today, except for emotional intelligence. Now, if you really want to be a true student of psychology, you have to listen to yourself, right? And that's how I usually come up with these things. I'm listening to myself. I'm listening. I'm observing myself. I'm conscious of myself. So today we're going to teach you about emotional intelligence, and then we'll get into some new stuff. Okay. So I think I want to start front loading the big brain content up front. And then putting the dumb shit in the back. All right. So, emotional intelligence. You know, people talk about spirituality and meditation and woo-sa and woo-woo and all this shit, right? And they give all these great speeches and whatnot and create content about it. But I'm here to tell you it's all bullshit. It's all bullshit, okay? All these people are full of shit, okay? Really what the issue is, it's real easy to be spiritual when things are going well. We just had a woman by the name of Mystic Lipstick apparently committed suicide, killed her husband and her family and her children in a car accident, threw her kids out to children, all this type of stuff, right? And she was enriching herself off of spiritual Twitter or whatever it was. I'm not familiar with her brand. Seen her a couple of times, not familiar with her brand, but my issue with spiritual Twitter is they spend so much time in the ether. They spend so much time in la-la land. They're not here. They are absence. They are absent. They lack consciousness. They lack consciousness of reality. They lack consciousness of their own reality. Right? So, me as a former member of spiritual Twitter, I had to leave because, well, many of them didn't understand this concept, right? And understand the concept of the real world, right? They want to be all woo-woo. But I'm like, do you understand technology? Do you understand politics? Do you understand history? Do you understand Bitcoin? Do you understand Syscoin? Do you understand the world we live in? because a lot of emotional intelligence comes back to understanding. We're going to talk about it in a second, too. Okay. So, EQ isn't real. What is EQ? What is EQ? What is he talking about? Thank you. So, you get all these people talk all this woo-woo, spirituality, you know, meditation. And it's real easy to be spiritually inclined when the stars are just right, when the sun is beautiful and shining and the temperature is perfect and the birds are chirping. But what happens to you in the middle of the storm? How do you act in the middle of the storm? That's what it comes down to. Emotional quotient? Oh, I don't know anything about that. So how do you act in the middle of a storm? How do you act when things are rough? That is how you need to judge yourself. So we're talking about here emotional intelligence. So emotional intelligence, in order to be tested, requires disruption. Okay? So disruption, right? So this comes back to, you know, something very simple, right? Let's call it a social media interaction. Okay? So you have a social media interaction with something, someone. You type something on the internet, and then somebody reads your post, and they respond, okay? But the response is disruptive, okay? So what you're going to have is you're going to have a reaction, okay? Or I should say you're going to have an internal reaction. Before you have an external reaction, you have an internal reaction. And this internal reaction is going to manifest itself as a temperature. So this internal reaction is going to manifest itself as a temperature. Now, I wrote about this today in my daily mailer on hotepjesus.com. If you subscribe, you can get my daily mailer. But that's on you. I don't really care if you sign up or not. I got this message today from Donovan Sharp. He said, "Fam, your emails are on point. That evil begets evil email is 100% accurate." So, and I write these emails, sometimes Donovan responds because they resonate with him. It helps him, right? So you're going to get an internal reaction, and an internal reaction is going to manifest as a temperature, okay? And this temperature is going to be heat. You ever hear somebody say you got into a heated argument, a heated debate? I'm heated. I'm hot. That's a real thing. So you post on social media, somebody responds, it's probably something asinine, they probably took your shit out of context, and you have an internal reaction, right? And the internal reaction does not have to manifest as an external reaction if you do it right, okay? So we get the internal reaction that manifests as temperature, and then also emotion, and it could be, you know, anger. Let's just say it's anger, for example, right? Cool. Now what? The next step in emotional intelligence is pause. You need a pause. Pause. Stop. Whatever you're doing, before you react, you have to pause and you have to stop. Okay? And it's to give yourself time for understanding. Okay? So you pause and you stop. Well, first, I have to say there's a step here. It's recognition. Whoops. Recognition. You first need recognition. This is the hard part. You first need recognition, because what happens is, or I should say recognition and acknowledgement. Right. And this is the one here that a lot of people have a problem with. Right. You're talking to somebody and you're having a heated debate and you say to them, hey, calm down. You seem angry. I'm not angry. They don't want to acknowledge that reaction, that internal reaction they had to this disruption in their life. Right. So after you have this internal reaction, you have to recognize and acknowledge that and say, yo, I'm angry. Right. So acknowledgement, also admission. Right. You have to admit that you are angry. Some people have a problem with this. Some people like to lie to themselves. OK. Recognition, acknowledgement, and admission. So disruption, you feel yourself getting hot and you're getting angry. You have to recognize and acknowledge that. Right. And maybe this kind of goes, you know, maybe I can put this pause and stop as a subset of that. Right. That probably makes sense to have this as a subset. This is why you want to pause and stop. You're pausing and stopping for recognition, acknowledgement, and admission to say, yes, I am angry. We have to stop lying to ourselves. And that's the biggest thing humans do. It's not that they lie to other people. We lie to ourselves. And this is where we go wrong. OK, now. Before we get to understanding, we have to go to forgiveness. Now we've acknowledged and admitted that we are angry, that we have this emotion. The next step is to forgive ourselves for that. It's hard, right? Because we're harsh on ourselves sometimes. I shouldn't be angry. No, you're a human being. You have every right to be angry. It's just that you don't want to have an external reaction based upon that anger, and that's what we're going to lead you to. Okay? So you recognize, acknowledge, admit. Now you have to forgive yourself and say, yo, I'm angry. I've recognized that, and I forgive myself for having that anger, because I'm a human and I'm allowed to have emotions. Okay. That leads us. Now that's very hard. Step 3 and 4 are very hard for some people because they like to lie to themselves. They love to lie to themselves. So step 3 and 4 are very hard. Step 5, understanding. Now this is a big one. This is where intelligence comes in. Okay. Understanding. You have to understand the disruption. Okay. You have to understand the disruption, right? So what happens in this process with me is I tweet something, I go through, you know, step 2, step 3, step 4. And you guys seen this, you've seen me go through this live. Somebody will say something in the chat and I'm like, oh my fucking God. And I got to go like this, right? And I take that. You've seen me go through this live before. Okay. Now, understanding, you've read that tweet and somebody says some really stupid shit. Understanding is understanding where they're coming from, or at least trying to understand where they're coming from. That doesn't mean you have to have an interaction with them yet. But what I'll say is, okay, this nigga just dumb. Oh, okay, they're trolling. Oh, okay, they misunderstood me. Or this person didn't take the second to understand me. So that's understanding, creating understanding of the disruption. Okay? Now, the next step is the external reaction. And this is a hard one for people. And what this takes is discernment. This takes discernment. Okay? And discernment is going to give you two actions. Action or inaction. And the biggest problem with people is they don't know when to do either of these. Okay? So after you've understood that you're dealing with a complete fucking moron, what do you do? Do you respond to that person or do you not respond to that person? Now, it's very important to understand that when the external reaction does not skips these steps, when the external reaction comes directly out of the heat, the temperature of your body, that is not the highest version of yourself. So in today's email, what was today the title of today's email? Hold on. Let me look up the title of today's email. Somebody in chat is probably going to post it. All right, here we go. So the title of today's email is, how do you stop the devil from consuming you? How to know if your response is healing or evil, right? So, excuse me. So when you skip these steps and you react out of the high temperature, what you are doing is you are expressing the dark side of your person. You are expressing the dark side of your person. And maybe I'll have to do a symposium on controlled dark side reactions. Okay, controlled dark side reactions, like you saw with me and Mo Fax. That's a controlled dark side reaction, right? To elicit responses, to create content, there's other factors that go into that. I could do a whole class just on that, right? But that is a controlled dark side reaction. When you come straight out of the temperature of heat, this is an uncontrolled dark side reaction. And that's what we have a lot of online, where people are acting out of the heat. Now, what do you know about heat? Heat is usually equated to the devil. Hell. Hell is hot, says DMX. So, oh, this tea is good. And I have my Apex today, so I'm good. All right. So, the external reaction, if not gone through these steps, just to reiterate, if not gone through these steps, is going to be a dark side reaction. I'm trying to figure out where to put that in here, but it's okay, right? So I guess we could do, let's just do light side. And I think you guys can get the dark side, because this whole emotional intelligence is about how to avoid the dark side. So the dark side doesn't need to be here, right? The issue is some people go through all these steps and still act. But the art of emotional intelligence is understanding inaction, knowing when something deserves a response. Not everything deserves a response. Not everything deserves a response. And what some of us do is we get caught up in ego. I have to prove I'm right. And this is still coming out of the wrong temperature. Having to prove you're right is not your normal temperature. It is not your temperature of ma'at. It is not a temperature of balance. When you are in balance, you don't care about being right or wrong. You don't care if somebody believes you or not. You stand in your truth and you stand on business. And you don't care about what other people think. That's emotional ma'at. Sometimes we are reacting out of this heated temperature. Now, if you go get my book, Dominate Twitter, to tell you when to act. So I don't want to go through a whole symposium about when to act, because it's in my book. I already wrote about it. Go cop it. HotepJesus.com.
Hotep, you're a genius. HotepJesus.com.
I really want to focus on the inaction. It's okay not to respond. It's okay to not have an opinion. I've said this on Twitter before. Not everything deserves your opinion. O.J. Simpson has just passed. What does every grifter do? They start thinking, oh, hold on. I got a good one. I gotta react to this. What am I say? What am I do? I gotta get engagement. It's O.J. This one's big. What did I say? Oh, O.J. passed? Damn, that sucks. I read a couple of memes. I laughed on my own. And then I checked my crypto portfolio. Because what the fuck does OJ Simpson have to do with me? I have no connection to him. So I'm not going to leap into the conversation of O.J. Simpson just for the need to say something. Now, if there's a quip that comes to me or something punchy, you know, me being a comedian, oh, I'm gonna type it out, but I'm not going to force it. O.J. Simpson passed. I got to have an opinion. I got to say something. I got to publish something. No. Right. Sometimes inaction is better. Sometimes not. See, life mastery isn't about knowing what to do. It's life mastery is about knowing when to do nothing. This is something a lot of people fail to understand. Sometimes you can do nothing. No thing. And that'll keep you on a path of righteousness, glory, or whatever is in your destiny. Whatever it is that, you know, is meant for you. Sometimes action will push you off the path, right? So everybody has a path, okay? And every decision you make is either going to keep you off the path or knock you off the path, okay? And everything is designed for you to do. Things that knock you off the path are procrastination. These are the wrong types of inaction. Procrastination is a wrong type of inaction. You know you should have did this. You know you should have did that. Should have did it yesterday. Da, 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 da. These types of things create issues in our life. That path, right? Staying on that path. My dad used to say this to me. Stay on the path. I didn't know what he was talking about. Now I get it. Stay on the path. And staying on the path is all about keeping your temperature straight and acting not out of the heat of temperature, but acting out of the temperature of Ma'at. Acting out of the temperature of Ma'at. When your actions come out of that, then everything in life becomes easy. Everything in life becomes easy. It's not even, I don't have the ability to explain it. You have to live it. You have to feel it to know it. I can't explain it to you. I can't explain to you the divine order that has created success for me, because all I do is mind my business and handle my business. When you mind your business and handle your business, life is really effing easy. When you minding other people's business, now you're getting caught up. Now you're getting caught up. Now everybody getting exposed. Should have minded your business. Should have minded your business. You got the Abba and Preach. I seen Preach or Abba. No, Preach is the black one, I guess. Now it's a gay video of him and he dancing around in his drawers on stage. And Myron got himself laying in bed with white men. Everybody's making content about this person and that person. That's not your path. What is your path? What is the content you create for your path? Why are you not minding your business? What's going to happen to those people is a product of them not staying on their path. If we look at Fresh from Fresh and Fit, what happened to him is because he was not following the path that he created for himself and others. His podcast is about how to avoid the 304s. Yet he's caught up in the 304s. That's because he's practicing something called hypocrisy. You're telling people to do one thing, but you're not doing it yourself. Like when we started homeschooling, the first step for when we started homeschooling for Hotep Nation, the first step was pulling my own kids out of school and homeschooling. You got to practice what you preach. It's a lot of people running their mouth online about, you know, being a good Christian, and then you go online and they're not acting like good Christians. They're not on their path. Everybody's jumping online and they're judgmental. They're capping, living lives that they don't deem. Oh, I'm sorry. Living lives that aren't them. They're putting up a facade. It's all fake and fraudulent. That's not who they really are. They don't know who they are. And this is an issue. This is a huge issue. Okay. And we're going to go into some interesting things here. So let me just make sure I finalize this before we get into a little bit of news. And then we're going to go to the phone calls. So let's go back. So the external reaction, right? In order to have a light side external reaction, you need to wait until your temperature reaches ma'at. And forgiveness and understanding allows your temperature to reset. Forgive yourself and understand what it is that you're dealing with. Understand the ignorance of the individual, right? I want to pull up an example. But it doesn't matter. You know, I shared a lot of controversial things yesterday on the Twitter platform X, and a lot of people had some things to say, and some people I responded to and some people I didn't. But you can see who has the heated reaction. And we talked about that yesterday when we talked about new information, and what they were dealing with was stress, right? And then the stress leads to lack of emotional intelligence because they don't follow these rules right here. See, if they would have stopped and paused and try to understand what I'm saying, and this is a lesson in the reaction. I usually do not respond to somebody unless I detect that they actually want to understand me, or they ask questions to understand me. Sometimes you'll say something like, yo, communism's ain't all that bad. Somebody goes, oh, you fucking idiot. Okay. Lack of emotional intelligence. No information. You receive stress. Somebody else will go, where you going with this, Hotep? I can have a conversation with that person. And we can be honest about the body count of Stalin and Mao. We can be honest about Venezuela. We can be honest about these things. Democrats are sometimes right. I'm not for banning abortion. These types of conversations, right? These types of conversations usually bring about stress in people. But I'm not having a conversation with somebody who does not want to first understand my side. And this is why things usually get heated with Mo Fax. He doesn't have the ability to understand. Right. This is why he's unable to debate me, unable to debate Sonny Johnson, because he doesn't have the ability to understand. He doesn't want to understand. He's a federal agent and he's here to sow dissent and mislead people. So Mo Fax, really what he wants to do is push his opinion on you. And I like to toy with them and play with them, pause, you know, because it's, you know, it's fun, right? It's great entertainment. It creates content. You know what I'm saying? And I throw bait out there every once in a while and he takes it because, well, he doesn't have emotional intelligence, right? So I like to play with him, pause. It's practice for me. It's practice. It's even emotional intelligence practice for myself. Like, that's why I like MoFax, because he's the type of person that can change the temperature in my body. So playing with MoFax is actually me practicing self-mastery. You know? And we got to be honest about these things with ourselves. A lot of people don't want to practice this honesty with themselves and say what people are able to do. And they're able, you know, some people say, oh, he doesn't make me mad. Okay. Really? All right. Now I'm going to be honest with ourselves. And that's what we need. We need to be honest with ourselves so we can forgive ourselves. But never react to anything or anyone if you are A, still in a heated temperature. Take your temperature. I don't mean like put the thermometer in your mouth. I'm just saying, fill yourself out. Do you still feel that rise in temperature? You guys know what I'm talking about. When you're angry, you feel that rise in temperature. You get hot. If you got a hoodie on, you feel that. You want to take your hoodie off. You feel your temperature actually rise. Okay. So first check that. Then check, is this person trying to understand me? This all comes back to understanding. All right. So that's my diatribe for the day. We're going to open up phone lines in a little bit. So have your questions ready for me. Let's go to some news. Let's reach down in the grift bag. Let's go to some news here. You guys already know what I'm about to bring up. Well, some of you do. Let's talk about Sonny Johnson first, actually. Let's talk about Sonny Johnson first. We don't have to spend too much time on this. This is a quickie. Pause. Sonny Johnson says here in her Twitter spaces, Trump doesn't want the black vote. Trump doesn't want the black vote. And I don't know if we can say Trump, but I think she's talking about the Trump admin. But we all know that the Hoteps we've been calling this from the very beginning that, you know, if you're just paying attention, if you're paying attention to the political climate, the social climate of right wingers and some of the largest talking heads and the conversations around DEI, and you can tell that the Republicans don't want the black vote. Like, they're not trying. They don't want it. Maybe they did the numbers and realized they don't need it. But that is true, that the Republicans don't want the black vote. And maybe because they don't need it, maybe it's not worth the effort. Maybe somebody sat down, did some numbers and said it's not worth the spend. Maybe. I love to give people the benefit of the doubt, but statistically, it might not be beneficial for them to reach out and get the black vote. That does not change the fact that they don't want the black vote. And anybody paying attention can obviously tell that they don't want the black vote. And that's fine. Like, that's totally fine. It just people just shouldn't pretend like they do. Now, let's get into the scum of the internet. We got a post here from the Daily Liar. The Daily Liar. And let's take a look.
Judge, for some reason, because of his legal acumen and law degree, and because obviously I'm not in charge of this company in any way, shape, or form. Judge Matt, do I have to call you Judge, or can I just call you Matt? What is it?
I can't listen to his voice. I just can't. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, you all know tonight, Hotep has been told you, America's favorite show has a segment called Hotep Court, where me and Uncle Hotep go back and forth. He plays a judge and I play an attorney. And what they do? They jack the idea once again.
Hotep, you're a genius. HotepJesus.com.
Once again, they jacked another idea. But we have more. We have more. We have a flashback. Let's go to the flashback of them jacking our ideas. Let's go back to 2023. Let's pull this up on your screen.
Moments from mainstream media in 2021.
Okay, so that's the Phibbies. The sea and all of its lack of glory.
Welcome to the first annual Media Phibbies, a year-end review.
So we created the Grifties. They created the Phibbies.
You, including a war.
Jacked our sweat.
Of the grift.
Look at this. Ben Shapiro not only jacked our idea, he jacked our swag. He's wearing the same tux we are. This fool literally went.
Welcome to the first.
And make sure he got the same tux. Bro, look. Jacked our idea, then jacked our swag. This is what Conservative Inc. does. This is what the Republican GOP does. This is what the establishment does. You know what I'm saying? What is this, man? Is it McDonald's or is it McDowell's? Huh? Ben Shapiro, like, they got the golden arches. Mine's is the golden ox. They got the Big Mac. I got the Big Mick. We both got two all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, and onions, but their buns have sesame seeds. My buns have no seeds. This is Ben Shapiro.
That's crazy.
So, I'm not done. One of our viewers tagged Ruben Report, or what's his name? Something Ruben. I think he's a homosexual. He owns part of Rumble or something like that, or Locals. I don't know. But check this out.
Rich on the Farm says, does Dave want to take up Hotep Jesus' challenge to a basketball game? I can see a 3-on-3 Locals tournament in the future. So I don't know exactly who Hotep Jesus is, but someone sent me this tweet that Hotep Jesus wants to play basketball with me. This was because Ben and I shot a couple hoops, and Ben's got a decent three-point shot. I was pleasantly surprised. Not opposed. I guess I need to know a little bit more about Hotep Jesus and his game. But I'm playing basketball 3 times a week. I'm playing really well these days, and that would be fun. We should get all of the crazy political people of the internet doing different things besides just talking about politics. Let's shoot some hoops. We could whatever people want us to do. Hierarchy.
I'm not guarding him.
Hotep, you're a genius. HotepJesus.com.
So we'll see. We'll see. You know, shout out to the gentleman that tagged him, Rich G. Rich G. Roscoe says, I don't know who Hotep Jesus is? ? Y'all think he capping? I should grab the drop, right? Actually, I don't want his voice on my board. I take that back. I definitely do not want his voice on my board. No siree do, Bob. What else we got in here? I don't feel like explaining politics grift today. We can explain politics grift when I'm more in a mood. I think that's some evidence of politics grifting. We'll talk about it at a later date. It's evergreen content. Politics grifting is evergreen content. We can talk about that at a later date. Sometimes I put stuff in the bag because I think I want to talk about it. And then I get to the show and I'm like, I really don't want to talk about this. So let's go to this. Let's put this on your screen because it's... You know, I try not to talk about our competition. You know, we have Flow, our nootropic, and Apex, and we have an all-natural approach where we don't put synthetic extracts and, you know, all that other concentrated bullshit in our supplements. And, you know, some people ask me, you know, how does this compare to, you know, this thing I'm taking, and what about this thing I'm taking, and I got this nootropic, and I'm drinking this nootropic, and I'm like... You can do whatever you want. All I'm saying is read the ingredients. When you read our ingredients, it's right there. We are transparent. We are transparent. You can see it right there on the website, too. Everything you can see in our formula. Which leads us to this video. Very interesting video, by the way. Yeah, be careful out here.
We take that same chemical weapon. It's an acute toxic flammable environmental hazard, and we ship it to compound pharmacies that put it in supplements and protein powders and energy drinks that you drink. Right, you ever heard of a Celsius energy drink? Celsius energy drink has 4 times the amount of daily cyanide that a human being is meant to ingest. 4 times. That's just one sample. So but drink Monster or Bang. I mean, drink Bang, not Monster or Celsius, right? Bang has methylcobalamin. This has cyanocobalamin. So, and we wonder what, you know, we're putting these toxic chemicals. He says, you know where we get the hydrogen cyanide? Don't make me take you to that website, because you'll just get up and leave. I wonder, where would, do you know where we would get hydrogen cyanide? Because these facilities that actually compound this B12, they don't even pay for the hydrogen cyanide. Do you know where they get it? Human sewage treatment plants. It is the way...
Human sewage treatment plants. They go to the human sewage treatment plants to get some of these ingredients and put in your body.
Based from a human sewage treatment plant. It's called sludge. It's foamy yellow sludge. They scrape it off the top, they dry it, turn it into a powder, ship it to a facility, synthesize it with a metal, put it in your vitamins. They take metal, hydrogen cyanide. Put it in our supplements. So that's
y'all eating shit. Y'all are eating shit.
Exactly. So when you get home tonight, I want you to take all of your supplements and protein powders, spin them around, look for that word cyanocobalamin, and if it has it, throw it in the
trash. I'm not here to tell y'all what to do. All I'm saying is we got a Hotep approach to life. It's a holistic approach. So for example, we have a question in the chat. Nas says, HJ, I'm 26. I like the flow, but should I even touch the apex at my age? I can't make that decision for you. All I'm saying is that the ancient warriors of the Aztecs, you know, we have maca in there. They used it. Cowboys, they used sarsaparilla. They made root beer out of it. There's fenugreek in here, which was buried with King Tut and also published in the medical manuscripts of ancient Kemet. Or ancient Egypt, whatever term you want to use or deem proper. But we're not a testosterone booster. We're a hormone balancer, right? So for a guy that's 26 years old, your testosterone may already be balanced. But that's just one of the benefits of Apex. Apex is more about restoring vitality. It's more about energy. It's more about reducing inflammation. You see, the Western approach to so-called medicine is about like boosting and like hijacking systems and all this other shit. Whereas where, you know, the Hotep or Eastern medicine way is about supplying your body with nature foods, nature goods, and then let the body do what it may. So, 18 plus, are you going to find benefits of Apex? Well, hopefully, if you are in the gym. If you're not in the gym, I already told you, don't fucking touch my product. If you're not working out, don't touch Apex. Get flow. If you're using your brain, get flow. If you're using your brain and your body, get flow in Apex. Some people even say they focus with Apex. And it's because what we're doing is we're just reducing inflammation in the body. It's pretty much the main thing happening with our products. It reduces inflammation in the body. If you know anything about disease, disease comes down to two things, inflammation and mucus buildup. You got inflammation somewhere in your body, and these plants happen to travel into your specific organs, and then your body does what it does, right? So this is our approach is different. This is why when you go ask people like, yo, you use this and it worked, they be like, yo, that shit fucking worked, bro. Yeah, I'll show you a video of a young kid. It's pretty funny though. Let me see if I can pull it up. It takes me 2 seconds because I just posted this earlier. I haven't published this publicly yet, but I will soon. So let's see if we can get this on your screen. No, I don't want to do it like that. Here, I'll adjust it like this. Here we go.
All right. So I got to tell y'all something. These pills right here, bro. Oh my God. I took 2 of them. Or no, I've been taking them for 3-4 days now. Oh my God. Every single time that I take these, I be wanting to do like 750 push-ups, okay? 1,200 push-ups, 16,000 sit-ups. These are the best testosterone supplement I've ever taken, and it's all natural, 100% natural, bro. Made by the Hoteps. You can see, look, they laced that shit with Hotep crack. Okay.
Now he's being hyperbolic, right? But you can see one of our customers copped a joint and literally is enjoying it, right? But that's because your body's never been introduced to black maca and fenugreek and sarsaparilla. Your body's never been introduced to these things, right? So when you introduce these ancient and exotic plants to your body goes, oh, I know what to do with this. And it starts pushing vitality throughout the body and energy starts to get restored. And now you want to work out. Now you want to do two-a-days. But a lot of Apex is about muscle recovery and vitality, just having overall energy. That's what you need. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not here to tell anybody, you know, what to do at the age of 26. You make that decision on your own. All I'm saying is our products reduce inflammation in very specific areas of your body to allow your body to do what it does best. Okay. That's all I'm saying. If you can get out of your body's way, reduce inflammation and remove things, your body will restore itself and you'll start to feel really, really fucking good. Right. So we don't deal in drugs and boosting. And that's why I always say, like, don't take our shit and then think that same night you take our pills, you're going to feel something. You know, now when I first took Flow, I did feel something hours later. Right. But I play chess, so I'm really into it. You know what I'm saying? We recommend 2 weeks before you feel results because these things have to begin to reduce inflammation, as to, you know, reduce some of the inflammation in your gut, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah. And Renee Vogel says, I feel so much stronger on the jujitsu mat. Yeah. This was designed for warriors. Like, that's why I said, if you are not doing physical activity, you're not hitting the gym, don't take our product. Sit your fat ass on the couch and leave us the fuck alone. But if you're going to do some jujitsu, or you're going to work out, or you plan on doing this stuff, all right, menofwater.com. Just did a guy dirty in chess, beat him badly. That's what's up. Congrats, bro. Congrats. Which reminds me, the tournament is on right now. Let's see if I think Naka's playing Jan. Actually, I know Naka's playing Jan. Let's take a look at that game. Okay. Oh! All right. So, look at this. All right. So, if we look here, the bar is right in the middle, right? You see the bar in the middle? Yeah, it's right in the middle. But he's got this advanced queen. I don't know. And it's, this knight is pinned. This knight is pinned because otherwise he's going to take the rook. It's a very interesting position. It's very, it's double-edged in many ways. This could be a decisive decision for Naka and could change the course of how the tournament goes. All right. Anyway, is there anything else in the grift bag I would like to share with you today, or I'm in the mood to share with you today? Hold on a second. I'm definitely going to show you that other thing. Actually, I got two more stories to share with you. First one right here. I talk a lot about the CBDCs, et cetera, et cetera. And what do we see here? Shout out to one of my followers sent me this story. Nigeria's new smart ID, which will work as a bank card too, reveals Niger's smarts and winning moments. Give it up to Nigeria on its new national EID. It will offer these functions. Be used as a debit and prepaid card that will cater to both banked and unbanked persons. It will function as an e-passport. Travel, health insurance information, microloans, agriculture, food stamps, transport, and energy subsidies, among others. Offline capability that allows transactions for areas with limited network coverage and zero infrastructure connectivity. It's being produced not by the Security and Immigration Ministry, but by the Central Bank of Nigeria and the Nigeria Interbank Settlement System. And right there, you get a glimpse in a few moments that make Niger a winner amidst all its many dysfunctions. So here we have, here's what you would call, you know, your educated nigga, right? Journalist, writer, futurist, curator of the Wall of Great Africans, right? So the more schooling a nigga has, the dumber he gets, right? He gets smarter and dumber at the same time. He becomes, or I should say, he becomes more informed and less intelligent because he'll celebrate this thing like it's some big win. Now, maybe he's paid to do this. He might be an op. Maybe he's not. But usually these university Negroes are low intelligence. Highly informed, highly knowledgeable, low intelligence. Please, people, do not confuse knowledgeable with intelligence. They are two completely different things. Somebody could know a shit ton about a whole lot of things. And then as soon as it's time to make a strong decision as to whether or not you're going to get a needle in your arm, and they make the wrong decision because they stupid, or they just paid ops, but they stupid. OK, or they were forced to, you know, because their job, whatever. I understand those people. I feel bad for those people. I wouldn't have did it, but I feel bad for those people. OK, but people are, you know, the people who spend too much time around white liberals tend to become really stupid. They lose their senses because they're inundated with information. Right. So the information overload destroys their intelligence. Because most of it is just misinformation, malinformation. Most of it's malinformation, to be honest with you. It's malinformation. So I told you before, CBDCs, when you think of CBDCs, you got to think digital ID. And that's where the United States is going. So before we get a CBDC, we're going to get a digital ID. Some of you have driver's license that says not real ID, but they have a real ID that's supposed to roll out next year. I think 2025, everybody's going to have to update to a real ID. So, yeah. Zulu says, can I mix Apex with creatine? By the way, I ordered mine. Shout out to Zulu. So here's what I'll say. Apex is meant to have with a meal so it can go through your digestive process. Can you have creatine and Apex at the same time? Technically, yes. Like nothing bad is going to happen to you, but people don't understand digestion either, right? So some people, when it comes to digestion, they eat and drink at the same time. Okay. So you'll see somebody, especially you go to a restaurant, right? What do? You have a meal and you drink at the same time. You have your meal, you wash it down with something, right? So what you're doing is you're actually disrupting your digestive process. Okay. Because there's, stomach acid, hydrochloric acid that breaks down the food in your stomach. So when you drink, you dilute that hydrochloric acid, you do dilute that acid, that stomach acid, and you disrupt the digestive process. Also, there are certain foods you're not supposed to eat with other foods, like meat not supposed to go with starch. So hamburgers do not go together. That's going to disrupt your digestive process. I'll allow you guys to go do your own research. A lot of this shit is alternative research. So many of you are going to be like, what the fuck is Hotep Jesus talking about, this Hotep shit? And I'm going to just say, keep following Mzungu if you want to. For example, you're not supposed to mix sweet fruits and citrus fruits. So some of you might mix, and I've done this in the past, right? You mix your oranges with your apples. You're supposed to have your citrus fruits with your citrus fruits. So your lime, your lemon, your oranges, your citric acids. You have those in one setting. You allow that to pass through your digestive system. And then you have your sweeter fruits. And then there's certain vegetables that don't go with certain things. There's a lot of research that goes into this. So can you take Apex of creatine? Yes. Should you? Probably not. You probably want to take Apex with your meal. Take creatine separate, you know, with whatever. You can do both. You're not going to die or, you know. It's just what's best for your digestive system. When you compartmentalize your foods in your digestive system can do more with those foods. You see what I'm saying? So when your foods are compartmentalized, your digestive system goes, ah, I know what to do with this. We can work through this. But when two things are confused in your body, the digestive system has to work harder to work through those things and sort and separate before it goes through the digestive system and the other organs. That's that. Fats and sugar shouldn't mix up. There you go. You see what I'm saying? Where do pineapples fit? I don't know. I think I don't think that's a citrus fruit. I think that's one of the sweet fruits, right? When you wash down foods with acidic drinks like Sprite, you're still gonna it's still gonna dilute your stomach acid. We compartmentalize people, but not foods or physical processes. Shaking my head. Yeah, there you go. Justine says Liver Rescue by Anthony Williams is a great read to learn about those things. Boom. There you go. Pineapple or citrus. There you go. There you go. Meat plus sugar equals sticky proteins. Bad. Yeah. See what I'm saying? Like certain things. If you go look at how we eat as Americans, you'll find out it is counterintuitive for how we're supposed to eat. Right. So, like he said, meat and sugar. So, starch is going to be digested as a sugar. And you're mixing meat and sugar. And anyway, y'all will get it later. I'm just here to provide you information. You can do whatever you want with it. Let's go to the phone lines. Text Hotep and your name to 202-596-5631. And I'll be right back after this short, brief commercial message.